Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
This week, over a quarter of a million retail employees reopened their doors to the public last Monday. So for this week's industry review, we thought we'd go around the country and talk to some of those retailers. But before we do, I wanted to just get an overview of the reopened retail landscape from Duncan Graham, the Managing Director of Retail Excellence. Duncan, good morning to you.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, it's been a very busy week, Duncan. What are the early indications in the organisation in Retail Excellence? What are you hearing? How has it been?
Yeah, look, it's been a good week, Bobby. I think, you know, it certainly started off very positively. I think there was a spring in people's steps on Monday and Tuesday. You know, lots of smiley faces behind those masks. But it's probably been a bit of a week of two halves, if I'm honest, because Mother Nature has certainly played her part on Thursday and Friday with a bit of a washout, a bit of a dampener. But I think, you know, what you're actually seeing is the shopping centres, the smaller towns across the country have actually had a really good start. You know, footfall has been pretty brisk. I think the, you know, when people are coming in, they're coming in on a mission. So they're certainly spending. And that's been the case throughout the whole of this week.
There was a kind of a soft opening as such, wasn't there? Because click and collect kind of became appointment-based shopping almost by stealth, which really did allow retailers to get themselves, I suppose, organised.
Yeah, look, if you go back, we retailers really only had 2 weeks from the government announcement to get opened. And, you know, last week with the click and collect and the opening of shopping by appointment, that certainly gave some of the larger retailers, you know, people like Penny's and so on, the opportunity to get going. And, you know, there was, what, 275,000 appointments made for Penny's last week. So that's taken some of the heat out, actually, Bobby. And the reality is it's made it a little bit easier. And it means that the crowds aren't there necessarily in the way that we've seen them in the past with the reopenings.
Okay.
So that's actually been a positive thing, and it's been really well managed. I mean, you know, you only got to look around at people wearing face coverings, the hand sanitizing, the queuing. You know, everybody's in good spirits, which is the main thing.
Well, listen, stay with us, Duncan, because I want to talk to some of the retailers now, and we'll come back to you at the end of the piece. But let's talk firstly to Rebecca Harrison. She's the Managing Director of Fishers in Newtown Mount Kennedy. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. Great, thank you. Fantastic week to be back.
Yeah, and I know your iconic store down there in Newtown Mount Kennedy, 40 years on the go. You did a lot of soul searching, Rebecca, during the pandemic, and you've kind of re-emerged with a tweaked offer, certainly, if not a new offer.
Well, absolutely. I think a lot of us did a lot of soul searching during the pandemic, and rightly so. I think it was great to be able to see the good in it and take it as an opportunity to just really, you know, look at where you are and assess the business and what's working, what's not working, and where we need to be when we reopened. So, we obviously, as many other retailers, we had a big focus on our online. Our website, fishers.ie, really has grown over the last year and a half, which has been fantastic. And just as well, I mean, we've been closed for 8.5 of the last 15 months, which is just, you know, so significant when you think of it. But we didn't sit around. We took the opportunity. We looked at our in-store, at our layout in-store, at what we were stocking, at how we were operating. And we've really just tried to streamline everything as best we can. We've reconfigured our whole retail space so to make it much more manageable, both from a customer point of view in terms of safety and ability to shop the store quickly and easily, so people don't have to have the long interactions. But equally, having people on hand where people do need that interaction as well has been really important for us.
And I believe. No, I was going to ask you about the farmer's market, Rebecca. The farmer's market in store.
Yeah,
I like the sound of that.
We did a few things. So it's actually in our car park. We have a farmer's market, which opened at the beginning of February. And then we also used some of our space and we've converted it into a business hub. So we're hearing a lot about working from home. Some people can't work from home. They need a little office close to home, but not in home. And so we've attracted a lot of business. There's now actually 13 businesses here at Fishers. So loads of reasons to come and visit down to us from the beauty industry to hairdressing to a photographer. Harbour, new health food store and everything. So yeah, loads going on and a brilliant opportunity to be able to make that change with the pandemic.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you well, Rebecca, and keep doing what you're doing because it just sounds absolutely great. And it's great to see retailers speak so positively. Is Peter Flanagan, the co-owner of Flanagan's and Cairns and Bray, on the line, Peter?
Hello, Bobby. Good morning to you.
How are you?
How are you doing? Fantastic. I'm delighted to be back, the same as Fishers and all the other retailers on our little island. So we've had a good bounce.
Right.
People have come through the door with confidence and with purpose. God bless them. The good conversion rates. Not quite the pent-up demand as there was, let's say, after the last lockdown. And again, because you alluded to a sort of a soft opening and private appointments, but still very strong and better than we could have expected. And a big thanks to, I suppose, to our local shoppers, Bray, Greystones, Wicklow. It really is a local story.
It's a
local symphony.
People are making a real effort genuinely to support Irish retailers. I think there's no doubt about that. But could I ask you about buying patterns? It has this kind of new retail kind of got rid of tire kickers, is in that there isn't as much browsing and, you know, like you basically have to come with a bit of a purpose.
Well, it's definitely culled the browsers. People are still a little reticent to come out in large numbers. So those who are coming out looking for the right sofa, the right mattress. They've done their homework. They've gone on to our website, flanagancairns.ie, that we were all busy with thanks to Enterprise Ireland during the lockdown. We got that grant scheme, which was transformational for us. And we rallied the team, our existing team, and added significant other numbers. Like we added another 5 people during the lockdown over the last few months to our team, our small team, which has now gone up to 18, we're delighted to say. So thanks to the wonderful team, thanks to Enterprise Ireland's grant scheme, and even Retail Excellence Ireland, they did a super job. I mean, Duncan, congratulations for taking up the reins.
That's great.
Well, David Fitzsimons really did a super job in the first aftermath of the lockdown. So on our new website now, you can go in and actually have a virtual tour.
Yeah, I heard you can actually measure a sofa online. I thought that was a great innovation, Peter, that you can measure it online with your tape and your rule. Yeah,
exactly. You drop a pin on any height, measurement, width, depth, whatever you like. I'm a total Luddite now, but I've been drag kicking and screaming into the new digital age. So it's really fantastic.
All right.
It really is a time for SMEs to collaborate, like collaboration. Like Damien Cairns, my business partner, and myself are really big into collaboration locally. The Redbird Cafe there that's opening up now for outdoor.
I believe it's fantastic. We'll have to leave it there, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bob.
We wish you well. All right. Well done. And now I want to go to Sligo and talk to Eamon Cunningham, EJ Menzer. Eamon, how are you?
Well, Bobby. Great, it's good to chat to you.
Absolutely. Now, have people missed the banter, Eamon? There's a lot of banter in your shop. I've been in it many times. But are people now just delighted to be just chatting with you and shooting the breeze and all that good stuff and hopefully buying a bit of stuff as well?
Yeah, certainly, Bobby. I think the last time we met was at your Save the High Street down in Fiddler's Creek, a packed pub and restaurant. So times changed since then, but it's been a really, really busy week. We certainly have a very strong social media presence on EJ's and, you know, a very, very hands-on lads, staff, sporting kind of crack lads, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people coming in having a bit of banter and that, but certainly the store has been busy. Our online store has stayed busy, which is great, but people, you know, who haven't been shopping online or struggle to use online have been back in for their jeans, back in for their polo shirts, T-shirts, and their underwear, Bobby, I might add.
And tell me this, Eamon, is online now going to remain a big part of your offer? Like, do you still see a big piece of that staying, even though people can now come back in store?
Yeah, we went from, like, our online was, you know, pre the pandemic, it was the biggest growing part of our business, but it was still only about 15% of our business. So it went from 15% to 100% over the last 12 months, Bobby.
That's great.
And so we've we've had a huge focus on it. You know, we've invested a lot of money. You know, we avail of the grant from Enterprise Ireland, which was brilliant as well. So we're at a good level with our online site. It didn't happen overnight. We've been 4 or 5 years working our online. We've invested a lot of money in it, made a lot of mistakes. We were at a really good place. We're selling into every corner of the country, Bobby. So it's been a great focus. We've taken the positives out of the last year. It's been a great focus for our online business.
Well done, Eamon.
I'm a shop floor person, Bobby, and I love that. It's great to be listening to your show from a busy shop floor this morning.
Well, that's great. And we wish you well, Eamon. And just keep doing what you're doing. It's great to see businesses like yourself coming back. So great to chat to you this morning. And we wish you every success for the future. I want to go to Galway now and talk to Vinnie Brown. He's the chief buyer at Charlie Byrne Bookshops there in Galway. How are you, Vinnie? Are you there, Vinnie? Well, no, I don't. I can go somewhere else. Jean, are you there in Ennis?
I am. Hi, how are you, Bobby?
Jean McCabe, owner of Willow in Ennis. How are you, Jean? How are things?
I'm good. Great. Ringing you from a very busy Willow here on O'Connor Street. And lots of people milling about. And we're just delighted to have our doors open. There's certainly pent-up demand there, and we definitely saw it over the week, but the support from our local customers has been phenomenal.
That's great. And would you say, you know, people are kind of, are people thrifty? Are they looking for bargains, or are they, would you say they're trading up? What's the spending pattern been?
We're definitely seeing that they're trading up, and they're certainly out to treat themselves after being cooped up for so long, and I don't think there's any guilt around that. So we're seeing a significant increase in sales versus the same period last year, and we're definitely seeing people are just delighted to be able to try on, get the service, get the help, and we look forward to now. Hopefully it'll last throughout the summer.
Yeah, and are you seeing as well, Jean, a kind of a normalising of, you know, health and safety, that people are wearing masks, they're social distancing, that the public are generally cooperative?
Yeah, I think at this stage it's second nature to everyone walking through the door and keeping the distance and having your mask on. Absolutely no issues around there. And retail has proven to be really safe throughout the pandemic. You know, very few cases have been traced back to it. So I think that makes, you know, it's kind of comforting to know that and hear that for customers. And there's definitely no resistance to trying on clothes or anything like that. We've all the measures and protocols in place around steaming and so forth. And I think people are pretty confident and pretty comfortable at browsing and shopping. And I think as well, they're definitely mindful about shopping local and keeping it local. And through my role in retail excellence, who've done a phenomenal job through the pandemic, we've kind of heard that smaller towns seem to be trading up much more so than the larger cities. So people are just being conscious about shopping local, which is great, because the SME sector certainly needs that boost.
All right. Well, wish you well, Jean. It's delighted you're open, and you sound to be enjoying it as well, which is the most important thing. I think Vinny is with us now. Vinny, are you there?
Indeed, Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are things?
Fabulous, Bobby. We're delighted to be open, Bobby. Very good, positive week of sales. People are delighted to be back in the shop. The bookshop is, as you know, Bobby, a living, breathing organism. Without people in it, it's like an old house that nobody lives in.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to rack and ruin really quickly. So it's been not, I think, reflected in a lot of your other correspondence there. It hasn't been as hectic as the opening in June last year, but I suppose people are getting used to it, and there's various reasons for that, but it's been very good nonetheless.
Yeah.
So and less number of people buying lots of books. So I was chatting to our colleagues in Kenny's and Dubray's, and they've had a very similar week.
And tell me this, Vinny, did people read more during the various lockdowns? Is it something that people turned to?
I think it is, Bobby. I think the pandemic was very good for reading. You know, if you can take positives out of such a thing. A lot of people rediscovered a habit that they had at school. Everybody has the first kind of magical experience of being able to crack the code to learn to read. And, you know, a lot of people have it for a certain period and, you know, regular life takes over. I think the pandemic gave people the opportunity to rediscover that.
Yeah.
And they have done so with some rest.
You mentioned as well, Vinny, the you know, the buzz of people being in and around the shop, and, you know, I suppose maybe people asking the staff's opinion about particular books and that. You've developed a big online piece to your business now. Do you see the future being just working in both fields, both online and in store?
I think so, Bobby. Yeah, I mean, it's been very positive for us to have had a website up and running now that we didn't have at the start of March 2020, and it's totally integrated now. You know, so it'll be a meld between the two. But I think most people enjoy the experience, the physical act of going through the rooms of the bookshop and picking books out. The physical act of browsing is something that people really missed and are delighted to have back. But yeah, I absolutely, Bobby.
That's great.
It's so much part of the future now.
All right. Yeah. Well, Vinny, we wish you well. That's Vinny Brown there, the chief buyer at Charlie Byrne Books there in Galway. Always good to talk to you, and great to get a sense there. And I have to say, of the five guests we had there, not a negative note among them. Duncan Graham, just to welcome you back. Duncan Graham, the Managing Director of Retail Excellence. That's a very positive roundup there, I'd have to suggest, Duncan.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. It's great to hear, isn't it? And as you say, really positive, and sounds like the footfall's really returned to many of our towns and villages across the country, which is fabulous news. Look, I think it's slightly different in the city centre. I think, you know, Dublin, we certainly need a bit more footfall. And what's very evident is, you know, I think the best is yet to come, actually, Bobby, because, you know, a couple of weeks down the line, we've got the reopening of hospitality. And really, you know, retail and hospitality work together. And I think we'll see people staying around the cities and towns a lot more when the restaurants and coffee shops are back up and running.
I think you're right.
You know, we can sit outside and have that cappuccino in peace for a few minutes. That would be a real addition to things at the minute.
Duncan, can I just finally ask you about the supports needed for retailers, you know, as they emerge now? And, you know, there's a lot of people have availed of government supports. The weaning off of those now as they come to an end, how do we make a good job of selecting who should be supported and maybe who shouldn't? What are your own thoughts on the next phase and making sure that we don't lose too many businesses by providing the right supports for as long as they need them?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been really difficult, obviously, over the last few months. And, you know, we estimate that there's something like, during the course of last year, 2,000 additional vacant retail premises at the end of 2020 compared to 2019. So it's been a real hit. And certainly retailers need those ongoing supports. And I think particularly in areas like payment of rents, you know, we need to see landlords being able to, with tenants being able to get round the table and sort out short-term arrangements, you know, 50% off would be the sort of things that the deals that are being done at the moment for periods of closure, and certainly that needs to continue. Yeah. You know, you heard it there in the messages coming back about online and online retail grants. You know, that's been really popular. There's another roundabout to close this week from Enterprise Ireland. You know, but there's 15 million plus of grants over the last 12 months that have been made available, and many retailers have taken those up, and those will need to be continued. And then things like the rates waivers and wage support. Those things need to continue. You know, we're not out of the woods yet by any means, and we certainly need those additional supports through until the end of the year to really get retail back up and moving again.
All right. Well, it's great to see the positivity out there across the country. I think you'd echo that, Duncan. And then just the more salient message then is that we get the supports right for the next few months to make sure that, you know, the retailers come back and stay back. Become just the important fabric of our society that they absolutely are.
Yeah, absolutely. And the point that you've made, you know, let's champion green. You know, those types of initiatives where we really are shopping local. We've started to do that. We started it this time last year with really focusing in on local retailers, and it continued on. We obviously had the Green Friday and the build up to Christmas last year, which was really popular. And it does appear as though a lot of Irish customers did go online with Irish retailers, which was fabulous, and avail of it. So, you know, those things need to continue. It's good news.
All right. Well, firstly, to thank all our five retailers for joining us right across the country there, and to wish them every success. It's delighted to see such positivity. And finally then, to thank Duncan Graham, Managing Director there of Retail Excellence. Best of luck to you too, Duncan, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.